Giving me this chance of sharing my experience, and I thank you all for dedicating this time to us to listen to our experiences. The area I'll be talking about today is known as the Great Lakes region of Africa. A Great Lakes region of Africa is composed of countries of Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Uganda. Just when we thought the situation for lesbians, gays, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people in the Great Lakes region of Africa could get better, it instead worsened. The current levels of discrimination, violence, intolerance based on sexual orientation and gender identity were insufficient. The powers that raised the bars of persecution and hatred got higher instead. In Great Lakes region, there is the site of massive rights violations where politicians have turned their attention to legislation instead of... that criminalizes homosexuality instead of government work, and to represent the constituents that they are elected for. They have turned their attention to bills that criminalizes homosexuality, and they had turned it daily. their daily activity. In Rwanda, the country I come from, the country that experienced horrific genocide in 1994, where close to 1 million of its citizens were killed, there is a continued arbitrary arrest of LGBT activists in the region. There are numerous cases of arrests and abuse of LGBT people that have gone unnoticed. Even when we had just concluded our successful campaign that decriminalized homosexuality, there were still arrests of LGBT people that happened immediately after our campaign. There were so many pictures that were taken all over. They were hanged all over the city that went ahead to name and shame people that participated in the campaign. The current government prohibits any form of discrimination by gender, ethnicity, race, or religion. In December 2009, and after the intervention of international gay activists, the Rwandan government denied reports that Parliament was considering revising its penal code to criminalize homosexuality. Minister of Justice Tharcisse Kangama, who is eventually present here, said the government believes sexual orientation is a private matter and had no plans to criminalize homosexuality. He actually got his statement and pinned it here in case he disagrees of what he signed. Rwanda's law is currently silent on neither the issues of homosexuality nor protection of LGBT persons. And this has caused great confusion because the silence does not provide any indication of abolishing the law. We only depend on the statement made by this Minister of Justice. However, there are an increasing level of harassment and intimidation in the country around the issues of homosexuality by the community and the lawmakers. This was evidenced last year when our two members were arrested because of their gender identity and how they had dressed, as if our constitution has the dress code of how men and women should be dressed. These are the people that were arrested for their gender identity and how they were walking around the town. Our good news is that our government has made a step forward within the region to endorse the UN joint statement on ending acts of violence and related human rights violations based on sexual orientation and gender identity. We thanked them for doing that. That was a big achievement to us because I do not think they can revise their statement by signing that. In Uganda, because I said I'm going to talk about East Africa, there is a Bahati Bill that you all heard about.